Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Attorney General Johannes Tomana is ordered by the High Court to investigate the exact number of police officers in the country following complaints by the MDCT that the number of ballots printed for the special voting exercise that ended Monday was inflated.
The police on their side, there is an issue about verification of the numbers, which their legal practitioners have to respond to. Other than that, we are meeting tomorrow for determination of that matter.
Registrar General Tobaiwa Mudede blocks a local civil society organization from launching a report analyzing in detail defects in the 2013 voters' roll.
The Registrar General's interdict is based on a misconception that we wanted to launch the voters' roll, relying on an erroneous article by the Newsday published on the 16th of July 2013.
And ZANU-PF pulls out of the Joint Monitoring and Implementation Committee, JOMIC, citing abuse of the organization's assets by the two MDC formations, its partners in the coalition government.
Judge President George Chiweshe today directed Attorney General Johannes Tomana to investigate the number of police officers in the country after the MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai queried the number of officers who had applied to cast ballots in the special voting exercise that ended early Tuesday. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
The directive by Justice Chiweshe follows complaints by the MDCT that the number of police officers who applied to vote early because they will not be in their constituencies during the July 31st national elections was inflated. Charles Nyika, an attorney representing the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, said lawyers representing MDCT Deputy Chairman Morgan Komichi presented in court some documents showing that the country employs about 44,000 police officers against the 69,000 application forms that were returned to the electoral body by the police.
The police on their side, there is an issue about verification of the numbers, which their legal practitioners have to respond to. Other than that, we are meeting tomorrow for determination of that matter.
This was supported by Komichi's attorney, Advocate Louis Uriri.
And the critical issue really is the numbers, because one of the orders that we are seeking is a declaration that the Zimbabwe Republic Police consists of not more than 44,113 officers.
Uriri said the court is expected to take an appropriate decision given that early voting had already taken place in accordance with the ruling of the Constitutional Court that directed that polls should be conducted no later than July 31st this year. In terms of the Electoral Act, special voting should take place not less than 16 days before general polls.
Well, the special poll has already taken place. You might recall that in terms of the judgment of the Constitutional Court in the Mawarire case, that plebiscite has to take place by the 31st July, and it has to take place in accordance with the law. And the law is that the special ballot has to take place at least 16 days before the ballot itself. So short of altering the date of the 31st, it is not possible to have another special poll, and hence, acting responsibly, my clients will not be taking into issue the question of the validity of the poll itself, but will be looking at certain consequences that arise therefrom.
However, Nyika said nothing will change because special voters have already cast their ballots.
Events have taken place, special ballot has been cast, and that is no longer an issue.
The case was adjourned to tomorrow to allow Tomana to finish the court with the exact number of police officers in the country. MDCT says inflating the number of police officers in the early vote was one of the many ways they think ZANU-PF is using to rig the July 31 polls. Meanwhile, Mr. Tsvangirai reportedly told his supporters in Gokwe today that ZEC created an artificial shortage of ballot papers after ZANU-PF realized that its support amongst the uniformed forces is dwindling ahead of the elections. The accusation by Mr. Tsvangirai comes only a day after his party secretary general Tendai Biti alleged that the management of electoral affairs had been hijacked by what he described as the junta in ZANU-PF. Studio 7 failed to get a comment from ZANU-PF, but for its part, ZEC, through its deputy chairperson, Joyce Kazembe, says it failed to provide ballot papers in time for special voting because the printing of the ballots was delayed by the limited time Hare Commission had to prepare for the elections following the ruling of the Constitutional Court ordering polls to be held no later than July 31. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.